Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, it's hour number two. It's Bart and Han, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. 800-919-3776 is the number for the calls, and we will get to those. And it's, you know, I mean, we got Thursday is the NBA trade deadline, and it's been quiet. And we'll see if anything starts to pick up. Usually, it's later today and tomorrow where the things really start to pick up. And then, obviously, Thursday is the busy day when it comes to moves that are made. But sometimes you'll get that early move that's made on a Tuesday or even on a Wednesday, a team that wants to get ahead of the game and not get caught into the bidding war. So, you know, we'll see, of course, if anything happens. But, you know, we talked with Bobby Marks yesterday. We have talked with Brian Windhorst. And if you listen to the Woj pod with Adrian Wojnarowski, it's the same thing. It's just, it seems like you're not going to get a big, major headline kind of deal. It's a matter now, of course, of the move that could just help a team get a little bit deeper. The Knicks certainly need to do something off their bench. But what the Knicks have done right now is they have built themselves a culture. They have built themselves a really good team. And a lot of those players are Villanova guys. And as I've talked about, the culture that Jay Wright has built there and everything else, you just can't seem to go wrong with those Villanova guys. And that has been a big part of the Knicks' success. Somebody who had great success with those guys is Chris Jenkins. We have had him on our show before. Now, you know Chris Jenkins. He hit the biggest shot. I would say... You want to turn your mic on?
Oh, the people here got to realize not football Chris Jenkins. They think about Chris Jenkins out here. Like,
no.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, he looked like he swallowed two small humans. You know what I'm saying? Not that Chris Jenkins.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, this Chris Jenkins is 6'6". He's not little either. But.
Game Blouse is Chris Jenkins. That's what I'm talking about.
This is Game Blouse. Right. This is one of the big shots. He joins us right now. I reached out because I thought what a great time would be to talk with him about all these things. And the first thing I'm going to ask you, Chris, is... at what point did you become a Knicks fan?
The day that they signed Jalen Brunson and all of my Villanova guys, the day I became a Knicks fan, for sure.
Now, are you surprised? Like, listen, I'm sure we thought that he was going to be successful, but he's put himself up in rarefied air when you think about how his stock has risen. You know, now everybody questioned that $100 million contract. Now I think people are saying, man, we got a great deal of discount.
Absolutely. I was probably one of the first people who said that he was going to get $100 million before it was popular or cool. You know, I just knew the type of person that he was. I knew how hard he worked. But more importantly, I just knew his game. I knew he's better than a lot of guys that were going to be up for free agency. And he's showing it right now. He's one of the best point guards in the NBA, one of the best players in the NBA right now as we speak. And it's no shock to any of us.
Now, you guys had a brotherhood, right? When you think about those Villanova teams, you think about that dog and, like, you know, guys that, you know, played together, had a toughness about it, represented the city of, like, Philadelphia, that grimy, tough, hard-nosed, no-nonsense, everybody holds each other accountable. You know, when you put three of them together, how special do you think it is that the fact that you can play with guys that you play with in college, understanding what that college experience is all about? You guys are young, you're all dreaming, you all accomplished something spectacular, but to be able to put that back together in a major city like New York, how do you think the vibe is between these guys, and are they living the dream?
I mean, I think the vibe is amazing. I think you see it on the court. You know, everybody's playing at an extremely high level. I'm not going to lie to you. I just turned 30 in November, and the Knicks been sorry pretty much my whole life until my guys got there, if we're being honest. They got the New York Knicks booming, which is something I never, ever in my life thought I would hear. And they got New York jumping like we did when we was in college. They winning all the games in the Garden like we did when we were in school. I mean, nothing is a shock. I'm pretty sure that they're all familiar and they're all just as comfortable. Like, yo, we've been here before. We've been running the Garden since, you know what I mean, 2012, 2013. So why stop now?
What is that? You know, and by the way, it's the vibes are immaculate, I believe, is the way it's supposed to be said. But is it as simple as something that was just ingrained in you guys, in this team, those teams you guys had, obviously, with Jay Wright, winning championships? Is it something about the type of player that was recruited to play there? You know, the dog mentality, whatever it is. Because, look, it's one thing to say that Jalen Brunson has become a great scorer. It's one thing to say that Dante DiVincenzo is a great shooter. But it's all the other stuff I've noticed with these guys, and obviously I'll throw Josh Hart in there as well, and the dirty work, the motor. It's not like they're just one dimension. There's an edge to all these guys that, like you said, you're right. These guys with Tom Thibodeau have brought back a identity that this franchise hasn't had in a long time, where you know, and just like your teams with Villanova, you're in for a battle when you play this team. Win or lose, you're in for a battle. Is that as simple as saying it was the type of players that were recruited there or ingrained in you when you got there?
I will honestly say that it's a little bit of both. I think Coach Wright, he did a great job in finding a certain kind of players that he knew he could coach a certain kind of way, which means that they were brought up and raised a certain kind of way. So that all goes back to, like, our parents and what we were before we got to Nova. And then when we got to Nova, you know what I mean? Like you said, it was everybody holding each other accountable all the way down to the managers and the water guys. You know what I mean? It's everybody. Everybody's all in. And when everybody's committed like that, it's easy to translate and get other people to do it because they say, hey, this guy's been successful everywhere he's been. Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart, Dante, Arch, all those guys have been successful at every single level. You can't go to middle school, high school, or college, now even in the NBA, where those guys weren't successful. And it's a testament to the type of people and players that they are, for sure.
Now, everybody that goes into that program can't come in with that same mentality. They may have a little bit of it. What's like the initiation process of what it's like, you know, guys that are young coming in, thinking they were the man where they were at, and having to understand that you're going to adopt to this culture, you're going to live up to the standard, you won't be here?
I mean, honestly, it goes to the very, very first practice in summer. And, you know, one of the things that we do in summer at Villanova is we practice offense a lot because when we come back in the spring, I mean, in the fall and stuff, that's very, very big defensively moving forward. So in the summertime, imagine all these guys coming in, highly touted, good recruits, and Coach Wright's like, yo, the first thing you do here is you catch the shoot. If not, I'm taking you out. It's just a shock. It just starts there, and then it just trickles down to all the workouts, just being around the older guys. I mean, I can't even name James Bell, Darren Hilliard, Javon Pinks, and just so many older guys who held us all accountable and pushed the program forward. And now you're seeing all of that hard work pay off with some of the guys that's taken off in the NBA.
That says a lot. It's always the older guys that nobody remembers, but they're the ones that kind of set that standard of, listen, you guys are alive, a lot of talent. This is how you have to play, and learning from that. So you were a junior or a sophomore when Jalen came in as a freshman? I'm trying to remember the time frame.
Yeah, I was a junior.
Right. And obviously that was a magical year that ended in magical fashion for you and for that team. But did you, because you said you said, oh, I could see him getting a $100 million contract. Was that, with like, his size is what everybody points to as why he was a second round pick, why so many people have overlooked him literally and figuratively. But was there something about him that you saw at that early age that made you say, like, no, this guy's the deal? And what was it? What was the one thing that stood out to you that made you believe, like, this guy's got the talent?
I can honestly say that Jalen was probably one of the more mature freshmen that I had ever met in my life. You know what I mean? Being a junior, have been in the program for some time now, to see a freshman come in so focused and dialed in like that, I knew that that would separate him and make him stand apart. But to see him drop in the second round against guys that, you know what I mean, he cooked and crushed in college, I just found it weird that NBA teams thought the player of the year was a second round pick, and they took all these other guys who were, I guess they were projects or just talent. You know what I mean? They took things like that over somebody that's proven, which is probably why a lot of teams in the NBA struggle if they aren't the top cream of the crop, because they're looking for projects instead of guys that are already good that they can continue to develop. You know what I mean? That's what I saw with Jalen. Like, how is this guy the top guy, best player in college, gets every player of the year award possible, wins the national championship, graduates college in 3 years, and you guys are going to say he's a second-round pick? He literally did everything you're supposed to do, and then he wasn't rewarded. But now he's coming back, and he's making everybody eat those words and eat those, you know, those draft picks that they took before him. And it's lovely to see. That humble pie doesn't skip anybody, so hopefully a lot of these GMs and everybody's watching this, and they're getting their humble pie.
Speaking of humble, he does have, like, that humility.
Allen made him cry.
About I didn't make him cry. I think the moment, the crowd made him cry.
No, but you knew that was an emotional question, and yet you threw it out there. You threw the bait. You made him cry, man.
It's the right question to ask.
My guy on TV.
And I stepped out of the way and let the moment happen. But that was, like, you know what, Chris? That was one of the few moments that I think he's allowed himself to enjoy, like, you know, to kind of just feel the moment, right? To feel the crowd and all that stuff. And New York, you know, it's different here. And this place has eaten up more talent than it has produced because of how intense it can get around here, how much people can get in your head, not only on a negative side where if you're not playing well, you'll hear about it, but even on the positive side where they'll gas you up to a point where you kind of lose who you are. You know him pretty well.
Right.
Can you imagine that ever happening to him where, like, you know, like all this attention, all this adulation can end up, you know, being a distraction?
I honestly don't think so. You know what I mean? He grew up, you know, his father was tough on him. His mom was tough on him. You know what I mean? He comes from a sports family. And, you know, like you said, he's a humble guy. He allowed that moment to soak in and enjoy that because it was probably once in a lifetime. You know what I mean? But Jalen's always been a hard worker. And like I said, he was super mature as a freshman. So everything he's getting now, he probably already saw for himself way before any of us. You know what I mean? So this is probably like, yo, this is a part of my plan in his mind, which means he's only going to grow and get better because I think he still remembers getting all this, being a player of the year, doing all that, winning national championship, and still being a second-round pick. I think that really, really motivates him and drives him, honestly, because that is a slight and a slap in the face if you really think about it.
Mm.
Like, how much, I'm wondering, like, you know, when you look back and, like, revisionist history, is that the term, right?
Yes.
You look back. How much would this team be worth in NILs, man? Like, would you guys, like, Geno and Pax get y'all like $100 million back in the day, man? Y'all had a hell of a run, you know what I'm saying? And, like, all the money, you just look at these kids today, like, man, come on, man. Like, where was this when we needed it?
How much would Chris Jenkins be worth in 2016 after hitting one of the biggest shots ever?
You probably have a pancakes commercial. Game blouses. Yeah, you want pancakes?
I definitely feel like I probably would have had some of the biggest deals going into that senior year. But the tricky thing about NIL, man, is if NIL was around, I don't know if we would have been able to keep all the guys on our team that we did. You know, we were able to do that because guys bought into the program and they knew that they would stay and develop and money wasn't an issue. You know, it's hard to tell a guy to stay at Villanova on the bench for a year or two when another university said, hey, you can start, we're going to give you $400,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I think.
But they ain't got Geno or Pats, though. They ain't got Geno or Pats, though.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, yeah. I think it's a guy that's redshirted, like, Mikal Bridges had the red shirt. Eric Paschal had the red shirt. I feel like guys like that, it would have been tougher for them to stay had money and NIL been available for them.
That's a great point.
How does Voltron come together, though? Like, you mentioned Bridges. He's right around, right across the bridge.
Talked about this. Now, Chris, can you recruit? Because you know that Mikal Bridges would be the final Infinity Stone, right? You do know that. Like, how do we get this to all come together? Is it even possible? Have you even heard whispers? Do the guys talk about it? What is the reality of one day Bridges joining this and then it almost completing the mission?
I mean, it's the NBA. Anything can happen. It just got to make sense for everybody. You know what I mean? Pieces got to fit. The system got to work because, like, right now, everybody's thriving. Everybody's happy doing their own thing. Mikal's doing his thing in Brooklyn.
Yeah, they can't win in Brooklyn.
He's having a great
season. You need them 5-1s and get him over here to the winning team, baby.
He do. But I feel like with a little bit of convincing from Josh and Jalen, Dante, even our dog, Archie Bull. Get Archie Bull in the meetings. I feel like they could close the deal.
That's
tell Dolan to cut that check, obviously. He got to cut that nice, pretty check for that super max that Mikal going to deserve.
That won't be difficult.
I feel like it works.
Yeah, that's the one thing. Money is not a problem here. That is one thing we do know. Speaking of Archie, and for those we're talking with Chris Jenkins, he hit the game-winning shot in the 2016 National Championship beating North Carolina. And what a wild game that was, by the way. What a great finish that was. But you received the pass from Archie in a play that you guys had actually worked on, which we'll discuss that in a minute. But the first thing I got to ask you is, have you seen this statistic that was put out about your guy, Ryan Archidiakono? So apparently he's the first player in NBA history to play 20 consecutive games without scoring a single point. Now, I'll let you in on something that we have talked to him, and I've told, like, you got to shoot the ball, man. Like, he comes into games and he doesn't shoot. And so we're like,
right,
we're on his case. Like, you got to score. We got to get you to score. And it's not easy. He's coming in a lot of times. It's garbage time. And so, you know, like in those moments, you're just trying to like finish out the game. But it's become a thing to a point where Jalen has put this on his Instagram story. Josh, who, as you know, Josh Hart never misses an opportunity to get a joke in on you. Like people are talking about it now. Like, he's got to score. We got to get him a bucket.
Yo, this is the first time, and I'm going to tell him that the next time we talk, because we all talk, man. I'm going to be like, yo, this is like one of the first times I ever seen you in your career where you look like you scared to shoot.
Oh, no.
I'm just joking, man. But he's been a star in his role. He's coming in. He's doing everything that the coaches and the players are asking of him. And as a teammate in his role, that's all you can ask for. And he's doing it to the best of his ability. Be a star in your role. Shout out to my dog, Archie.
I like that. How about tell us about that play? Let's take it back to that moment, because it is a great shot. It's a great moment. It's a great play. But it wasn't something that happened out of pocket. This is something – that play was something that you guys had practiced, right?
Right. It's definitely in the game situations. We practice all situations a lot, but we spent a good amount of time on in the game because we knew – you know, when you get in certain situations, certain moments, the games are going to be close. Everybody's good at this level. You know, we get an NCAA tournament, you're playing North Carolina, you're playing Kansas, you're playing Duke, you're playing all these top schools, so the games are going to be a battle. It's going to be close. So the end-of-the-game situation was basically we're going to give the ball to Arch, our senior leader. He's going to get a ball screen at midcourt, and he got certain options over here, certain options over there, and it's pick your poison. He can score it or he can make a decision.
And the decision was to give it to you. And you made a shot that people will never, ever forget. As we get back onto the next part of the conversation, the big concern for a lot of fans right now, with as well as Brunson has been playing, and there's some in the national media that are trying to put him into the MVP conversation. The other night against the Lakers, Chris, he played 45 out of 48 minutes. You have seen him. You know what he's about. He's pretty sturdy. He's pretty strong. But do you feel like is if there's a concern, is it that the minutes will catch up at some point this season and that he'll wear down before the playoffs start?
I honestly don't believe that, because at the end of the day, man, we love playing basketball. We've been doing this since we were kids. You know what I mean? We're used to going to AAU tournaments where we got 6-7 games in a weekend. You know, so he loves hoops. Nothing's going to wear and tear on him. I'm pretty sure they got all that stuff charted. They'll probably put him on minutes restrictions going into, you know, the playoffs so that, you know, make sure that he's fresh. But if Jalen is available to play, he's going to play. He's going to play hard to the best of his ability. And, you know, everybody knows once you get in the zone, once you get in the moment, you're not really trying to hear nobody come tell you that you're sitting out. Like, that's not really going to happen.
I thought load management was a thing in the NBA. I thought players were looking for more time off. No? That's what this group – it's funny. These guys don't want to miss time. Then nobody wants to sit out. I mean, yeah. Julius Randle's another one. He's hurt, but he's another guy. They want to play. And that's another thing I think that a lot of fans have fallen in love with this team, because they almost feel like the anti-NBA right now. They play hard in January when a lot of teams are kind of slowing down. They play defense, which nobody does anymore in the NBA. And they don't like taking games off. It's a complete different approach than what a lot of fans have gotten used to with the NBA.
Hey, exactly. It's a mindset. And all the guys that you just named, all those guys when they were at Villanova, didn't miss no practices or games.
See, that says it all.
You know?
Yeah.
Right.
That says it all right there.
We're available to play, man. It's a mindset. Everybody's a little banged up. Like, I love watching football. I'm a big-time Eagles fan, so I watch Bart and everybody talk a lot. And it's like, yo, man, once you get to a certain point in the season, nobody's 100%. So what you going to do?
You got to show up and play. You got to show up and play. Is it amazing the bond that you guys maintain all these years later?
I mean, it's definitely cool. It just goes to show the type of people that you went to school with. You know, when you narrow down your choices and you pick your school outside of sports, you know, when you want to be around great people, that's just what it's about, man. I was fortunate enough to be around some Hall of Fame guys off the court. that just happen to be very, very elite at basketball. And that's just a testament to, like I said, the parents, how we were all brought up. And at the end of the day, we all had one common goal, man. We all wanted to win. And we knew that if we won, everybody would get whatever they wanted out of the situation.
Can the Knicks win a championship with these Villanova guys as part of the core?
Absolutely they can. We got championship DNA, and that's something that you can't teach. You know, they hard-nosed, they're going to play hard. And in the NBA, you got to beat somebody four times in a week and a half, basically. And I feel like they can do that. They compete hard enough. They got the good enough coaching staff. At this point, it's just going out and doing it. And, you know, I'm going to put my bad money on my guys for sure.
So you're an Eagles fan. Who was your NBA team before this season?
Man, I never really had an NBA team growing up. I just had certain players that I liked that I cheered for. So I grew up a big Kobe fan. And I love Carmelo Anthony. Those are probably my two favorite players ever to watch and study. But, you know, I was just a big fan of the game. And I love basketball. I love tough, hard-nosed guys like Ron Artest. And I love nice, flashy guys right now like Kyrie Irving and things like that. I think Steph Curry's the best point guard ever. Like, I just love basketball. I love watching. And the game is in a great spot. And I love seeing my guys do well, too. And I love seeing Sadiq do well down in Atlanta.
Yep.
I mean, Nova guys, man, we all over.
Yes.
We all over.
And I want all of them. I want them all. I said that. I want all the culture cats. Give them all. I want Mikal Bridges. Give me Sadiq Bey. Give me Kyle Lowry and a buyout. Bring him in. All right. The OG. Don't forget about him now. Like, I'm going down the line. Like where's D-Train McClain? You know, where's Harold Jensen? Where are these guys? Like, bring them in somehow, some way. I want them all because
EVA.
Yeah, that's right. Ed Pinckney. Where's Ed Pinckney? Let's get them all. Like, that's just – it's something special about it. It's the first time in franchise history that three players from the same school that played together started. Like, that's an amazing thing. So sure. I imagine, again, for you and a lot of the guys you played with, you guys almost look at the Knicks as sort of like that's your team now because there's three of your teammates starting right now, you know, for them and thriving the way the Knicks have been thriving. So it must be a special time for you guys.
The Nova Knicks, man, we couldn't be more happy and more proud of those guys. And we know that this is only the beginning. They just getting started there. You know what I mean? They all just got contracts. Jalen's getting ready to come up in a year or so to get his re-up. You know what I mean? It's just perfect. The Nova Knicks, man. Just like when we were in college.
I love it. Jenkins.
We might have to make a T-shirt, get some cheese
We're definitely making some T-shirts for sure. And, again, we need them all. Chris Jenkins did confirm with us that he is working on negotiating with Mikal Bridges to try to find a way to get him across the river. I think you can deny it. You're allowed to deny it, but we have it. It's official. We are beginning the process, the final Infinity Stone. Chris, thanks so much for the time and walk down memory lane. Always good to talk to you, my man.
Thank you so much. God bless y'all. Hey, Bart.
What up,
go,
dude?
Go Eagles, baby. Eagles, man. Fly.
Jalen Hurts, man, got to cut them eyebrows down, man. out there looking like out there looking like Snuffleupagus all them down. Like, man, cut that down with at least a number two.
Easy on my guy, man. Easy.
Got new coordinators. We'll see how that works out in Philadelphia. If you can bounce back after the way this season ended, though, Chris, come on now.
I was in Tampa. I took the trip to go see our guys in Tampa, and I was extremely disappointed. So I agree with you. They got to bounce back. Us Eagle fans, we looking for them. They got to bounce back.
Well, we know they're due to win the division because you know,
somebody else got to win it.
So it's got to be they're up again because we don't think the Giants or the
Cowboys. You got to love the fact that the Cowboys are in complete disarray right now, huh? They're all infighting. There's so much drama going on in that organization.
I don't know. It's literally like a soap opera. Like, it's literally like watching reality TV every time the Cowboys come up. Like, something like that. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's actually crazy.
Grab your popcorn, sit back, and just watch it burn down and see what happens. All right, my man. Let's leave it right there. Good to talk to you. Take care.
Take care, man. Thank y'all.
All right. Appreciate it. That's Chris Jenkins. He was, again, an integral part of those teams. But as you heard from him, too, part of the leadership, he was one of the older guys that really kind of set the tone for guys like Brunson who came in and DiVincenzo came in and Bridges. And the culture, as you saw, it started there all those years ago in 2015. and built to a championship later that season in 2016. Another one as well later on after that. And even as down, like he mentioned Archie Diacono, who doesn't play a lot. But all those guys will tell you, as much as they tease him, Archie Diacono on the bench is like another coach. You know, they talk about how he points out like defensive 3 seconds and little things like that and with reviews and when's your review. He's really, really smart. He's good. Tom Thibodeau raves about him as a guy that you just love to have in the organization. But there's just something about these Villanova guys on the Knicks right now, and we thought let's talk to somebody who knows them well and knows the culture well. And so Chris Jenkins was kind enough to join us. All right, 800-919-3776. We got audio files coming up. But first, Bart, you have Samwell to tell me
about.
Yeah,
man. Friends, go see Dr. Jay Shaw. He's a double board certified pain specialist. Don't let your neck, back, joint, or nerve pain slow you down from doing all the things that you love. It's time to reclaim your active lifestyle. All you have to do is call Dr. Jay Shaw today at Samwell Pain. Dr. Shaw treats joint, neck, back, sciatica, and nerve pain. Dr. Shaw also is a migraine and headache specialist. Procedures involve no cuts, no scars, no incisions, or downtime. Call Dr. Jay Shaw and take a non-surgical approach with precise image-guided procedures without any pain medication. Enjoy your pain-free life. Same-day or next-day appointments are available. Go to SamwellPain.com and put an end to your pain and suffering today. Why wait any longer? Make your appointment with Dr. Jay Shaw by going to SamwellPain.com now. Regain your active lifestyle and enjoy all your favorite activities pain-free. Samwell Pain now has 3 convenient locations in Woodbridge, Livingston, and a brand new office in Englewood to serve Bergen County. Visit SamwellPain.com. You wish you met Dr. Jay Shaw a lot sooner. Most major insurances are accepted.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. Don't want him, don't need him. That has been the feeling for most Knicks fans when it comes to the possibility of them adding LeBron James. Yesterday in the K-Show, Don said he completely understands.
I can see a Knicks fan saying, no, as much as I want a championship, and I guess I'll live with one with LeBron James, boy, wouldn't it be nice to do it without him? This team, it's gelling together. A bunch of likable guys. Then if LeBron James comes here, then it's the LeBron James show, and then everybody else is now riding the coattails of LeBron James. It's no longer Brunson's team anymore. It's no longer Randall's team. It's now LeBron James and the Knicks. And I can understand a Knicks fan being irritated by that.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey. During tonight's action, glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
My anaconda binder.
So mix a lot on this day in 1992.
Even white boys have the shot. Baby got back.
This was the song that, like, when you're in the car with your mom and it came on and you started singing it, and you're like, oh, wait. Was like this the beginning?
Little in the middle, but you got much back.
Was this the beginning of acknowledging that nobody really, really, really wanted a skinny girl?
No, we want them. We want them lady hump,
right?
Ladies.
Like in the end, like was this the beginning of,
like
of acknowledging?
She got stung by bees and she have an allergic reaction. We ain't got no EpiPen.
My anaconda don't want none.
My anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun. You can do 2,000 sit-ups, but please don't lose that butt.
Oh my goodness! But like seriously,
a man ain't never said no because he saw a little segalite. You know what I'm saying?
But there was, in my community, there was always this thing. When you were growing up.
You always felt different.
In my community.
You always felt different.
I didn't feel, like, I always felt like there was like something outside, wrong with me because I had, like, because guys would, like, tease you about certain girls you were with. And you're like, what are you talking about? I like that.
She's a size 8'9". What are you talking about?
But like, what do you mean? And then, and they would, like, make all kinds of cracks. And you would think, what's, you know, like.
All I know is.
But your girl looks like a 12-year-old boy. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to hang out with that.
Don't
like,
see no ribs.
But that's so you didn't feel right.
Then
this song came out, and I'm like, yeah. I think that's how I feel.
I want my girl ass to look like the moon. Craters, they're all over that thing. Hell yeah, I want to layer fat on that thing, baby. Suck that up with a biscuit.
With a biscuit. All right, well, right now, it's time for us to step aside and let the headline makers do the talking in the segment we like to call
Audio Files.
The Audio File.
So, do you want to start basketball or football?
Start basketball, baby.
Basketball, we begin with. Have you noticed that Klay Thompson, as we near the trade deadline, is starting to be... Is it phased out, the right word?
Yeah.
They went big in Brooklyn last night. They had a big comeback second half win.
Axe marks, right? I asked him the other day, man.
And Klay Thompson found himself on the bench at the end of the game. Pajemski and Kamingas were in the game. And Klay Thompson did not finish the game, so... You could tell it's starting to get to him.
Is this an adjustment period for you a little bit? I mean, he's done it a few games, obviously.
Yeah. Kidding me? Go from, you know, one of the best players. It's hard for anybody. Yeah. I'll be honest with you.
It's tough for anybody. Now, Draymond was in the locker room, and he, like, yelled out, you know, I didn't play at the end of this game. It doesn't matter. You know, like, he was trying to cover for him. But it's starting to be noticeable in Golden State, who have been, you know, despite that win, you had a game where Steph Court's 60 and they lost to the Hawks.
Yeah.
You know, another 60-point game where somebody lost. But, you know,
for
Klay, it's not an easy place that he's at right now.
And they didn't give him the extension.
End of his deal.
He's seen the writing on the wall.
Right. Had all these injuries, not really shooting well.
All his luxury tax and stuff coming up.
That's right. And so Steve Kerr was explaining why.
Group's playing well. You just stay with that group. You know, that's kind of a general rule. And so we stayed with the group because they were really competing and making plays, and they had the momentum. So I didn't want to stop the momentum.
No.
He's fine. I mean, you know, this is a season where, you know, he's had a lot of ups and downs, and it's not easy for a guy who's been so good and, you know, Hall of Fame player to deal with the injuries, but Clay's going to help us win plenty of games going forward.
Now, again,
it happened to Grant Hill.
I understand what Steve Kerr said there because what he said makes sense. That a lot of coaches will try to explain it to you. The group that we had was playing well. I'm not taking anybody out because I want to win the game. And a lot of times what happens is because a group is playing well and somebody's not out there, we always have to, wait a minute, he wasn't on the court. What does that say? It just says that group was playing well and I wasn't going to make any lineup changes.
I don't know if I buy that totally.
But it's happened more often than not. And so, look, Klay's making 43 in the final year of his deal. He's 33 years old.
And with the injury,
he's
going to
be an unrestricted free agent. And you know that this is the end of that kind of money for him.
Yo, look at Chris Paul. All I got to do is look at the dude on his team.
Yeah.
Dude on his team was a proud point guard.
And now he's been dumped.
He's a backup.
He's been moved around now for a couple of teams, right?
Yeah, like, listen, either die the hero or stay around long enough to yourself become the villain.
That's a good point. Audio Files brought to you by Sansone Automall. 10 top brands, over 2,000 vehicles. One place, Sansone Automall in Woodbridge. Let's continue. Let's see. Did you hear the story? So Christian McCaffrey, as you mentioned, did you hear this whole story about how they wanted to buy a suite at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Lisa McCaffrey
said it's just too expensive.
We looked into a suite and none of us can afford it. Not even Christian Moneybags over there and nor Moneybags Olivia. So we are not in a suite. I'll tell you that right now. We did negotiate like an area. I don't exactly understand what it is. But anyway, we are in there. And part of the problem is I wanted 8 tickets together because I felt strongly about everybody being together. So anyway, long story short, they're outrageously expensive. They're stupid expensive. As I don't know if it's the Taylor Swift factor, if it's the first time in Vegas factor. There's so much going on.
So
I wonder if Juchek's wife gonna make her a special jacket. Like, no, you no orders for the Super Bowl.
So Christian McCaffrey, who she called Moneybag, so he couldn't buy a suite for his mom, but Olivia Culpo did instead. And that's who she was referring to, Olivia, Moneybags. So she stepped up and hooked it up. So they will be in a suite. And I know everybody just feels so much better about that now.
I wonder if it's like a community suite.
You mean like a gigantic suite and you just bought space in it?
Yeah, you just bought space.
Does it matter?
It doesn't. I mean, I figure.
I guess this, you know what happened is that this went out on social media.
Yeah, I saw this 3 weeks ago. I saw this like 5 days ago.
Yeah, and then apparently I guess some companies.
Say, we got a suite.
Yeah, got
they let probably access. Let them go in, they probably let them go in their corporate suite, like one of them corporate suites like ESPN or something like that. Pfizer, SoFi, something like that.
Right.
Allegiant. So,
took care of it. Andy Reid, if he wins this championship, Bart, is it like for him, what more is there to do?
Catch Bill Belichick.
So asked if there's any thoughts of retiring after this Super Bowl.
Am I retiring? Listen, my mom and dad told me this when they were working. They said, you'll know when it's time, and I'm ready to go right now. Let's go.
Wait a minute. What do you think he's saying there?
What do you mean?
You'll know when it's time. I'm ready to go now. Let's go.
That'd be a great gift to leave Spagnuolo, who never puts his name in any head coaching jobs. That's why they've been.
How would Eric Bieniemy feel about this? It's bad enough Eric Bieniemy.
He unemployed.
Had to leave to prove he could coach so that it wasn't all Andy Reid.
And didn't work out.
And then doesn't get hired as the offensive coordinator in Washington. Right? So now he doesn't have a job.
Yeah.
So and then you're going to tell me Andy Reid's going to leave and hand it to Spags? Wasn't he supposed to hand it to Eric Bieniemy?
But Spags has been responsible for these three championships.
Defensively.
Is what he's been able to do over there. Spags hasn't even put his name in the mention box as far as being able to do that. Maybe this is like Bruce Arians leaving something for Ty Bowles.
Meanwhile, a guy that you once said could be a Hall of Famer.
If they're throwing the ball.
Playing with Patrick Mahomes.
The ball. No, put the whole thing out
is
there.
Is Kadarius Toney, who has really become...
Yeah, that ain't
like, is he almost a healthy scratch at this point? He claimed he's not injured.
Yeah. He's Hank. He's old boy from life. He can't get right. I don't know what's wrong with him. Just can't get
right. So with the Chiefs, he has become persona non grata. But he was asked if he thinks he's the number one receiver.
Your number one receiver in this league? Yeah, if I get it, yeah. If I get the ball, yeah.
If I get the ball, yeah. I don't know, Bart. That necessary, that kind of shade?
He was tongue in cheek.
Now, afterwards, he did say that he was just joking around.
Yeah,
he said, I never attacked the Chiefs, never said anything about the Chiefs. Who I was referring to was the Giants fans and people in my comment box, not even on my live recording, so you wouldn't even know were there.
Was he a healthy scratch?
He said he was referring to Giants. So he still can't get the Giants out of his mouth. So there's also that still in the back of his mind. Roger Goodell, as you know, in all sports, I mean, we do the reads, right? Like, we all talk about it. This is football and all the sports has become huge now, sports gambling, and we have seen so much of it that it has moved into where the leagues have partnerships as well. Roger Goodell was asked about, because some people have accused the NFL of fixing games and whatnot, to have certain storylines. That's always going to be out there. Goodell talked about protecting the integrity of the game.
Well, it's our number one objective. You know, when this is true gambling and outside of gambling, right? The integrity of our game is critical. And so we spend a lot of time focusing on that, educating, making sure that all of our personnel are aware of our gambling policies in this case, or any other policy that can affect the integrity of our game. So ultimately, that's our primary job. this week coming in here, we wanted to make sure not just the two teams, but every other club will likely have representatives here. We wanted to make sure they understood it, our league staff and everyone else, so they understood exactly what the policies were. And they all understand the importance of it. We clarified our policy earlier this year, and it was to put the importance for our players that betting on NFL games or inside information or anything that would negatively impact the integrity of our game is absolutely off limits.
I have a hard time, though, believing that. Right.
Yeah, where does that stop?
And where are the checks and balances on this, too? Like, that's the hardest thing to me to govern is... All right, you tell your player, like Bart, you're still a player. You and I have a relationship. Is it stopping you from having conversations with me about things that I might get inside information so I could put some money down, and if I happen to win big, I'll share it with you?
Yeah, you're my Manchurian candidate.
Like, you know, like, and how do you connect those dots?
You can't.
You can't. Like, that's the hardest thing here. Now, does it affect the outcome? I don't think so. Can it affect someone winning because they have inside information? Yes. Doesn't that also exist in the world of finance too, though, as much as they try to govern that?
We just watched in The Many Lives of Martha Stewart. We talked about her inside. She did Fed time. That's how she got that street cred.
I mean, that's the thing. It's like you cannot control all of it. But the one thing that you want to control when you talk about integrity is the outcome of the game. What you don't want is a player or a coach to have some type of way that they could impact the final score based on their own interest. That's the only thing. And, you know, to this point, there's no reason for us to think otherwise.
It'd be funny when you see a receiver wide open, he just dropped the ball.
Just slap it down to the ground?
Yeah, oops.
Wouldn't that be too obvious?
There's something got in my eyes.
Right. Here's an interesting question. Patrick Mahomes going for a third championship, which would put him now into conversations about the great quarterbacks who have won multiple championships. And someone asked him if he feels like he's becoming a villain in the NFL.
I would say so. I can definitely sense it. I never felt like that because I've never been like that in my entire life. But you take some pride in it to know that everybody doesn't like you. And it's not for anything you've really done. It's just for winning. So if that means some other teams and other fan bases aren't going to like me, I'll try to still have a smile on my face and not be a bad example. But I can be that villain for them if they need me to be.
You think he's got that? Do you think people are starting to hate him in the NFL?
Of course.
You hate him?
Yes.
I mean, maybe in Buffalo you do because you can't beat him. But
it happens to everybody.
You really think he's
Remember the little engine that could, that was the Golden State Warriors and how we loved how they came together and built everything?
Yeah.
And you get tired of them winning. And people were rooting for LeBron. LeBron winning Cleveland. Like, LeBron became a sympathetic figure.
So you think we get sick of you?
Yeah, you remember.
Well, that's different than being a villain.
Remember,
I'm just tired of seeing you win.
No, it happened to Tom Brady. Remember how we loved when they all came out as a team, introduced as a team in the Super Bowl against the greatest show on turf? That we love because they were the team that had the backup quarterback at first, and then we got tired of them. People hate to see the same team win over and over again.
So
it happens to everybody.
Let's ask the family. Yeah, the family could be a big part of this because they're everywhere. You talk about ubiquitous. Les Taylor Swift, it's his wife and then his brother. They're everywhere. And now his dad, for all the wrong reasons, has been everywhere. But I'll ask the people, 800-919-3776. Patrick Mahomes, a villain? Are you rooting against Mahomes in the Super Bowl? Let us know. That's Audio Files brought to you by Sansone Auto Mall. Make your best deal right now at Sansone Auto Mall. Tell them Bart Scott sent you and take an extra $1,000 off your best deal. Call 1-800-SANSONE today. All right, everybody. Last year at the Super Bowl, Rob Gronkowski went wide left on FanDuel's Kick of Destiny. Now he's back for Kick of Destiny 2, Electric Boogaloo. And this time you can play along. All you have to do is choose if Gronk will make or miss. Get your free pick in now, right now, because if you're right, you'll win a share of $10 million in bonus bets. Everyone can get in on the action when Gronk takes his shot at redemption before Super Bowl 58. Whether you're team make or team miss, just head to the FanDuel Sportsbook app and get your pick in. It's absolutely free. Then tune in before the game to see Gronk kick live. You'll win a share of $10 million in bonus bets if you're right. New to FanDuel? Just check out FanDuel.com/Allen to sign up. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. 21 or older, physically present in New York, no purchase necessary. $10 million prize pool to be split equally among eligible participants who make the correct pick. Prize issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text OPENY 467-369.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Well, we lost Toby Keith. Pastor, he had stomach cancer.
Yeah,
62 battle. Years old. And you saw him last year at People's Choice Country Award. He lost so much weight. He's like a big dude.
Yeah.
You know, he had that whole, that was like, you talk about a, the whole country looked to him. Like, that was Toby Keith. Now, a lot of people remember his song right after 9/11, courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue. Bit of a controversial song, of course, but he was a big supporter of the armed forces, of all of our people in uniform. He was big on supporting them, did a lot of work with the USO, and, you know, just a big country badass. But he still had some great hits, and so, as we always do, we always bring music into it. Toby Keith passed away, so rest in peace to him. 800-919-3776 is the number. We'll go full buffet in the power hour, right, Bart? You want to do that? Like, we've been kind of all over the place.
Absolutely.
Super Bowl, some NBA. We got some trade deadline stuff to discuss with you. It's getting kind of quiet out there, everybody. It's not great, but that's what's happening right now. And come out to see the Michael Kay Show live this Friday at 3 p.m., from Platt Deutsch Park in Franklin Square, Long Island, for a special countdown to kickoff, broadcast to get you ready, of course, for the big game. Live music from one of the Tri-State's best cover bands, The Mystic. And we're bringing the big game experience to you at Platt Deutsch Park. It's brought to you by Wise Snack, Security Dodge, Resorts World, Catskills, Chili Willy and Cool Carl's Ice, Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey, and the new Tullamore Dew Honey. So, Power Hour coming up. We go full buffet at 800-919-3776. Some NBA trade deadline news, some stuff on the Knicks who play the Grizzlies tonight, and everything else you want to talk about as we get ready for the Super Bowl. It's Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. Well, the expectation is that they will be adders at the trade deadline, but who will the Knicks be looking to add? That was a question that Barton Hahn posed to Bobby Marks.
I'd go after Bruce Brown in Toronto. I think that would make the most sense, and certainly it would be the Fournier contract. And, you know, do you have to sacrifice a first? And if it is, maybe it's one of those Wizards or Detroit first that who knows if it gets protected here. You know, with Bruce, the guy's won a championship and can give you more guard depth and play point guard if you had to. You don't have to play him 30 minutes here. I think that would be the perfect guy.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.